Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg is standing by. This is one of my favorite topics. As you know, conventional wisdom says moving the clocks forward or backward is a good time to do certain things around the house, like replacing the batteries in smoke detectors or flipping the mattress, whatever. It's also a good time to get your social media house in order, says Scott. And Scott, people don't usually like turning the clocks back, although I'm all for this one. I just don't like moving the clocks up an hour, but you're trying to get a message to people here this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely important that you use times like this to do those important things.
Simple things, right?
Yes, and it's totally for their own good.
Yeah, and well, what's the most important thing people should be doing?
Well, the first thing I would say is make sure your accounts are secure. And by that, Bob, I mean make sure your passwords aren't easily guessable. Make sure that any access that you've granted since the last time you did this check is access that you're comfortable granting people.
And what do you mean exactly by granting access?
Oh, so that's when you get that prompt that says something like, do you wish to sign in using your Facebook credentials or using your Twitter account or using Google? You're using your account credentials from a social media platform to sign into another account. And if you don't do this regularly, or if you've never done it, or you've never checked it before, that's not a good thing. And I don't want to scare anybody, but seen a lot of situations where people grant this level of access and then they find out that the other site was somehow breached, and that is how someone with less than good intentions is able to gain access to your account.
So once you identify something you've granted access to, you can keep it that way, the same way, or disable it?
Yeah, exactly. And here's the key. And most people don't really realize this. Disabling is super easy. And you can always add something back if you mess it up. So there are certain accounts that I grant access to without giving it much thought or worry. Like, I look at the list, I know it's a quick check, and I'm done. But that's because I do it every 6 months when I turn the clocks forward and back. So I don't often see things that I don't recognize, but if you've never done this before, you might see this list of different accounts, and you might be like, what's this? And if that happens, that's when you take the time to weed out the bad, and then you leave the good ones in there. So the next time this comes around 6 months from now, it'll be a lot easier, and you have one less thing to worry about.
What else is on the top of your list, Scott, as far as advice for people to keep themselves safe on social media?
Well, I would also say make sure that your audiences are the audiences that you want to share your content with. So, for example, on Facebook, you can have your post automatically default to posting to public, which is obviously everybody, or your friends list, or you can make a custom list of people depending on what you do. On Twitter, you can set it up where everyone can reply to your tweets, or only the people who follow you, or only the people you mention. There's three levels. And there are reasons to use all of these on the different platforms, but what you want to do in this exercise is make sure you're choosing the right audiences based on the situation and what you're sharing.
What about followers? I remember you used to talk about reviewing your friends list. Do you still recommend that?
I do, but this has moved further down the list than other things. But one thing that I would absolutely recommend when it comes to the topic of friends is check your Facebook. And the reason is some people follow everybody on Facebook. Some people only follow friends, but it's easy for your Facebook to get really unwieldy, and you don't want to have any of those less than wholesome characters being able to see your posts, the people you don't remember or connecting with, you know? It's my personal preference that I leave Facebook for friends and family, and I use Twitter for other and other platforms to connect with the people that I don't know as well. But the key is that's absolutely up to you. That varies by person, and it varies by how you use the platform. So the bottom line is there's no wrong way to do it, but you have to be diligent when you do it.
Right. We're talking with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. We started this morning by talking about using turning the clocks back this weekend as a good reminder of how often to do certain things. And you're talking about twice a year for your checklist, right, Scott?
Yeah. For the most part, Bob, with a few caveats, if you're notoriously bad with passwords, you should check your access more often. If you've had problems with your accounts because something has gone wrong, where your account was breached or something like that, I would do it 4 times, in that case, once a quarter rather than once every 6 months. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Bob, these things, they take a matter of minutes. And the more you do it, the less time it'll take the next time around. That's one thing that I really want to stress, that it's not as hard every time you do it. So I don't look at it as a chore. I look at it as much needed maintenance. It's like you wouldn't put off changing the oil in your car. At least I hope you wouldn't. And to me, this is a lot like that.
Right. We all have too many passwords, talking about that. Do you like that that app where you can store all your passwords in one place? I forget what it's called. Do you like that one?
There's a bunch of them. I do, but I gotta tell you, I use the password manager that's very similar to that, that's built into the iPhone. Apple builds one in, and I use that, and it works absolutely perfectly. And it works with your Face ID or your Touch ID, depending on how you use the device. So, but overall, I like the idea of using a password manager. I think that's a very smart idea.
So we all have that on our iPhone?
Everybody has it on their iPhone. It's all part of when you enter a password. It'll say something like, use a strong password or use your own password. That's the manager, and you can actually go under your preferences. You can see all your passwords in one place. You can change them. It'll tell you when something's been compromised. It's a lot more powerful than you might know.
Good to know. Let me give you an update on my Facebook problem. I've been talking to you about this, where all of a sudden my friends kind of disappeared, just like they have in real life. And I was getting a Facebook post from like the same few organizations. They were ones I've clicked on in the past and engaged with, and I know that's why I was seeing them. But that's kind of all I was seeing, something about remembering Chicago or Chicago history. And then everything I tried, you know, nothing changed it. And then one day I just clicked into Facebook, and it was just like it used to be, a little bit of everything. And I don't know what happened, except maybe it was when I updated something, or maybe when I restarted the phone. But all of a sudden, it as we used to say sometimes about different problems, it fixed itself.
Well, that's wonderful. And one other thing you didn't mention is maybe Facebook's listening to your show, which is something I would recommend. So, you know, that could be it too.
That would be nice. Now, earlier this morning, I took a picture here in the WGN Radio kitchen, and I tried to put that on my Twitter feed with a comment, and I got some help in the studio, and that was my first problem, asking for help from this crew, and they made it sound very difficult. But actually, I think I figured it out. If you want to tweet out a picture, all you have to do really is, and this is what I eventually did, tell me if there's an easier way to do this. I saved the photo to my photos, and then I got to some point, I forget how I got there, where you can send that picture, you can email that picture or text the picture to somebody else, but it'll also give you other options. And one of the options, I saw the Twitter icon, so I just hit that, and then I was set up to do the tweet. That's the easy way to do it, right?
Yes, and you keep this up, Bob, you're not going to need me anymore. That's exactly how you do it. And the alternative way, not that you need one, but the alternative way is to go into Twitter, start your tweet in the compose box, like start the new tweet, and then press the photo button. And when you press the photo button, it'll bring up your camera roll. But you did it the absolutely perfect way. That's one way, and then the way I just said is another way, so that's perfect.
All right, so if you want to see what we're talking about here, at Bob Surratt on Twitter, and the first tweet, I wrote the WGN Radio Kitchen this morning, since we have no willpower, this will be gone by the time John Landecker gets here. And then I finally figured out how to add the picture, so I did a separate tweet. I just said, here's the picture that goes with that tweet, and then you can see what we've been talking about. And before I let you go, Scott, I was thinking about you the other night, because I don't remember if I was on Netflix or what streaming service, but I had to go to the search section and put in the name of a show I was looking for. And you know how you have to hit one letter at a time, and you always make a mistake, and then you got to go back. And I was thinking, that is such an antiquated way to do something in this era where you have all of these voice controls.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you think they'd come up with something easier and that would not, you would never have to do that anymore? Do you ever think about that?
I do, but here's the interesting thing. It depends on how you're using your streaming services and how you're using your devices. For example, I use Apple TV. Apple TV has an app for each thing. So Netflix, Amazon Prime, that kind of stuff. You can actually search by voice on Apple TV for everything that's around. You can also search by the keyboard comes up and you can just type everything in without waiting for that letter. So it depends if you're using the actual app for streaming or if you're using the different service like Apple TV, Roku, one of those. Some of them make it easier to search. So I know what you're talking about, but I don't actually do the search letter by letter because I use the app within Apple TV.
Well, I think it was Netflix, and I was doing that letter by letter search thinking, this is like using a rotary phone. Scott Kleinberg, Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob. Talk to you soon.